podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't actually call us. Just run for the song.
Yeah.
So yesterday I brought a Is It a Hack to the table a bit before 7 a.m. and we were like, oh my God, that's amazing if it works. But we couldn't actually get a definitive answer as to whether it worked or not.
Yeah.
No one seemed to know whether it was on socials or on the phone or even any sort of research that I was doing. It was varying opinions. People were saying that it, some people saying it does, some people saying it doesn't, right? And the hack is that if you have low battery, this is for iPhone users specifically, if you have low battery and your friend has a similar era iPhone, I'm talking sort of probably the USB-C ones,
yeah,
where they've moved away from Lightning, then theoretically you should be able to plug a charger into both phones and take battery from the fuller phone to the phone that's got the flat battery.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we didn't have a cable to test it.
No.
Got it this morning.
Good job.
Brought one in.
Yes.
So this is straight up my USB-C to USB-C charger that I use in my car. It just goes into the lighter thing.
Wow, thank you.
So I'm just
it's not the bedroom one.
Context for people at home.
That's what I
hang
need
on
to
now.
You.
Goes into mine first because I've got 99%.
Yeah, and I've got 91.
Okay, so the way they described it is it goes into the phone that it goes into second takes the charge. Okay, so
because yours good.
Is 91%. So I'm plugging
if
it into mine.
If you infect me with anything,
okay. Has anything happened?
I've plugged it in. Oh, charging. Mine says charging.
Accessory connected. Unlock iPhone to use accessories. Open. Hang on. What's my code? There we go. Right. My phone just looks normal.
Unlock iPhone to use accessories. Why? Why? I don't want to.
Unlock your phone. So then it's like when you plug into a third party.
Yeah, no, but I don't want to give you access to all my things.
You're not giving me access to anything. Good. It's just unlocking your actual handset.
Wow. Okay, it is charging.
It is charging?
It's working.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's a hack.
Let's just let him sit there.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
See if it can get you up to 100.
All right. Let's see.
Because you don't have far to go. What do you... So just confirming.
No, I'm 91. 91. And you're on 99. So let's see how we go.
Yeah. I'm 98 now.
Oh, we're scientists.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
We got really positive feedback yesterday for our World Cup score updates.
Yes.
Wait for the battery update.
Even more
morning.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Yesterday, I had a bit of extra time, and so I drove past Spotlight, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to peruse, because Spotlight is also like a Bunnings for me. I just like going down the aisles and having a bit of a look, right? And I noticed that they had, not a paid presentation, which it was, noticed that they had a sale on towels.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so I never really buy towels unless they're on sale, and I thought, you know what? Our towels need an upgrade, and I want to be the adult that has guest towels.
Yeah,
you know, towels that are just nice and fluffy and just ready for guests.
Sure.
We've got someone staying over on Friday
that
night.
They're not for, you won't use them.
I won't use them.
Okay, yeah, right.
They're good because then you know what happens. You use towels and face washers and then they get stained or bleached accidentally and then whatever, right? So I'm like, I'm going to get some guest towels and I'm going to get us some towels too.
Cool.
And then I saw some pillows on the way too. So I, like, honestly, I was all holding out. I looked like a crazy person, but that's fine. So I bought myself some towels and I thought, you know what else I need? I'm like, okay. Because growing up, I watched Friends and Monica always had a whole bunch of different towels. Mm. Fancy guest, right?
Sure.
Right? And that's the kind of house I grew up in.
Okay,
my mum is kind of like that too.
So you know how highly rated you are as a guest by how good your towels are?
No, I think everyone gets the highly rated guest towels, but the rest of the family, it's like, these towels are for the laundry, these towels are Dad's, these towels are for your bathroom, these towels are for my bathroom, and these towels are for guests.
That's why. Right? Yeah.
And one thing that reminds me of home all the time is good smelling washing. Mm. Now, because I have allergies and I've been trying to, you know, cut toxins and all that kind of crap, right? I mean, the occasional dart's fine, but during the washing, I try to wash with sensitive stuff.
Yeah.
And so I thought, no, for the guest towels, what I want to do is get some fabric softener.
Oh, okay.
So I want to get some cuddly.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, because I remember growing up, it would be like, oh, everything smells so good and everything. So whatever. Mm. So went home. Well, I went to the supermarket, got the cuddly, went home, washed the towels, right?
Cool.
Put them out, and I was like, wow, my guests are going to be loving this.
These are really soft.
I am such an adult, right?
Yeah.
And then, like an hour later, Jimmy's coughing. My eyes are like crazy itchy. Mm. And I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God. And then Jimmy comes in the room. I'm like, I've made a mistake. And he's like, yeah. And I said, I tried to be an adult.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I got cuddly. I got cuddly and I tried to do the towels to make them soft and smell good because, you know, we've got someone coming over on Friday night and, you know, people stay over our house and stuff. And he's like, idiot. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And even Wombie's like scratching his ears. And so now our whole house is a chemical war zone.
Oh, my God.
So now what do I do? Now I've got all these towels that are just like cuddly, straight to the eyeballs.
Burn the towels.
Burn the towels. Burn the house. Burn the towels.
No, not the house. Okay. Burn the towels in the backyard.
Make a fire in the house. Get that cuddly out and the smoke in.
Fortunately, I've heard that Spotlight have a sale on towels.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
There are benefits to having our own radio show, and there are some, I guess, maybe drawbacks.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to have an opinion.
Yeah.
And then they get to tell us that.
And I look forward to hearing it.
You do love hearing what the people reckon. In fact, there's nothing more that we love than hearing what people reckon.
Exactly. You haven't said that one for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah, please do reach out, whether it's on the phone or on the socials. Bloody love it.
Mm.
And certainly if you can tell Loggy what to do, that would be great.
I really love it because you have all that radio experience. So if you could tell me
what to do.
Tom never gets told. It's only ever me. Mm. Love it. Thank you.
I received some feedback overnight. Now, to be fair, I know this person.
Oh,
have not seen them in years, but they are in Geelong and they do message occasionally and listen to the show quite clearly. Because last night at 6:56 p.m., so off the back end of the Up Late edition,
yeah,
received this message. Why do you sound like Grant Denyer when I look away from the screen?
Do you?
I don't know. Do I?
Hang on, I've got to close my eyes.
Well, I've got to
say what?
I've got some audio of Grant Denyer here if you want to have a listen.
I'll close my eyes and I won't know.
All right, so what about if I say, welcome to Deal or No Deal? Wait, no, I need to get sort of in the Grant Denyer thing.
Okay.
Welcome to Deal or No Deal. All right, here we go.
Welcome to Deal or No Deal. All right, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
I'm looking for Hugh Jass. Hugh, where are you?
He's been stitched up. He's rolling gear.
He's rolling gear there.
I'm looking for huge ass.
Okay, I'd say that there's two Toms, right?
Okay, yeah.
There's Tom where you're like, yeah, nah. And then there's, hey, I'm Tom speaking about things.
On the radio.
So it depends.
Yeah.
Were you yelling or were you there, you know?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah,
I don't know. I don't think so. Hang on. I'm going to close my eyes and you say the Grant Denyer stuff.
Okay. I'm looking for huge ass. Huge ass.
Oh, kind of. A little bit in the department.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know what I said to him?
What?
I said, I guess we're both squeaky little fellas.
Oh, nice. Yeah. But mate, you're 6 foot, aren't you?
Well.
I think he's only 5'10 or something.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Shorty. Tony from Corio has called through. Morning, Tony. You're live on the air. What's going on?
Morning, guys. Look, I did preempt it when you were saying earlier that you wanted callbacks and feedbacks via calls.
Mm.
I thought that you were asking for people to call in.
Yeah.
So I've called in for some live feedback for you.
Okay, before you give that, Tony, do you think that Tom sounds like Grant Denyer?
100%.
He does.
100%.
Right.
A little bit more hair. A little bit more hair on the head, and he'd even look like Grant Denyer.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Okay. And what's the other feedback you've got for us this morning?
So, first of all, Loggy, in regards to your towels,
yeah,
stop trying to adult.
Stop
it doesn't suit you.
I know it doesn't. It doesn't.
Enjoy life. Don't
I can't
be an adult.
Enjoy
adults
life.
Adults are boring.
Yeah.
Adults are boring, though. Why do you want to be an adult? No one wants to be an adult.
I know. That's such a millennial thing for us to say, too, isn't it?
It is. 100%. It's better off just to be a kid. That's why I've got kids, because then I can act like a kid and no one looks at me funny.
Mm. Yes.
See, Tom agrees. Tom knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there any feedback for Tom, or is it just me?
I've got some feedback for Tom.
Please.
Tom, change is not always a good thing.
Okay.
You've gone through a lot of changes with your body and your face and the chin strap and everything.
Yes.
But remember, your comedy is why we listen.
Okay.
All okay. Right.
So don't change.
So keep it. Don't change. Don't
hang
change,
on.
Mate.
Hang on. We're not bringing the chin strap back, though. Let's just put a line through that.
Why not? Why not?
For many reasons that I won't go through on air.
All right. Up next, we've got Huge Ass. Huge Ass.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Robbie Williams went viral yesterday. He was part of the World Cup music, the pre-game entertainment, and that hasn't gone viral. What's gone viral is him being interviewed after the fact with a microphone. He's chatting into it, obviously, and something falls out of the bottom half of his face.
Mm.
Now, it's a little white product. It goes on the microphone, and then he picks it up, tries to flick it off. It doesn't quite take to the flick.
Yes.
And then ends up on his hands. He then puts his hand through his hair and it sticks on his forehead and then stays there for the rest of the broadcast as he's getting interviewed. Now, people were sort of saying, oh, it's a substance. He's had a substance abuse problem. Maybe it's a white powdered product that fell out or something.
Yeah.
He's then made an announcement today to show that it was actually mints. He's laughing at it, saying, everyone's worried about me and I did have a couple more. Ha, ha, ha. Pulls his tongue out and he's got mints on it. So we were thinking, oh my God, when something falls out of your mouth, if something ends up on your face, it's something that you don't forget easily.
It's very cringe-worthy.
So cringe-inducing. Yeah. You wake up at night and think about it. So we've got a two-pronged question. Let's have some fun. What fell out your mouth or
what got stuck to your face?
Let's ask Christy from Geelong. Christy, where are we going? What are you going with something that fell out of your mouth or something that was on your head?
Or something that came out my nose and then got on my face.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, Chrissy.
It was many years ago when you could still jump off the tower at Eastern Beach on the promenade, and I was my then boyfriend, who's my husband. And
congratulations, well done.
He was with his friends and I jumped off the tower and came out of the water and snot had come out my nose and gone across my face.
Oh,
but I didn't realise. And then they're all going, oh, my God, you've got snot all over your face.
Oh, I can't do snot.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Cool. So what'd you do with it then? Did you just hand and sort of flick it arrangement?
Stop.
Yeah, I just want to scoop it off.
Scooping.
Get it off in the water. And
oh, my God. And he was still into you after that. You must be quite the catch.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast. He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes.
I didn't have time to get the fastest bit taken out, unfortunately. That's a little bit awkward, isn't it? Max Holmes usually joins us in the studio at this time of the morning on a Tuesday, but he's on the phone at the moment. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for leaving the fastest part in there.
They can't take that away from you.
Yeah.
They can't take that away from you, mate.
Beautiful.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling all right. I haven't been in too much pain, and it's a bit disappointing, but all things considered, I'm okay right now.
You are having an amazing season, so very disappointed in that regard. Can you tell, for people who don't know, you had a gnarly little injury on Thursday night against the Saints. What actually happened?
I did a syndesmosis-style injury, which I think a lot of people have heard of syndesmosis, don't really know what it is, and I don't know the scientific way to kind of tell you either, but I had a syndesmosis injury and I had enough force in it that I also fractured the fibula bone. So it's just a bit of an unfortunate one. The syndesmosis injury wasn't too bad, but yeah, got to let the fracture heal. So that's why it was so painful the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We saw the photo of you in the hospital bed. I mean, going into surgery like that as well, how are you feeling? You know, I mean, physically, you're doing okay with the pain. What about the mental side of it, mate? Are you doing all right with that?
Nah, yeah, mental side, I'm all right. I'm pretty, I don't know, internally driven person with some things like this. So in my head, I guess I'm just racing against any other player that's done this injury before, trying to beat them in recovery time. And
has to be the fastest as everything.
Yeah, you are, we love your competitive nature.
Yeah.
It makes sense that you're an athlete, a professional athlete, Max.
Yeah. So just I'm just almost in competition with myself as well, just to come back as soon as possible. So mental's all right.
Do we have a timeline? Anything you can tell us about when you might be expected back?
I don't know, because it's a little bit of a, it's kind of one that could go really well and be a bit quicker, or it can take a while just because of the soreness. So I'm actually not sure, but in my head, I'm not done for the year. So
Love it, Maxi. Great. Come on, I'm pumped.
Now, there was a bit of, when it happened, Friday morning we were talking and there was some suggestions thrown around that maybe Log might have cursed you because you refused to accept her friendship.
A lot of people were messaging me, Max, and being like, this is your fault and everything. Did you hear any of that rumbling around?
I saw a little bit. There was a bit going on my phone Friday morning, but I was stoked that you guys didn't try and call me after.
Well,
I said, if I'm having surgery, don't call me.
Yes, so do you remember that? Do you remember saying that? Because this is literally last week, you talking about Jezza Cameron and his AC injury.
I haven't actually spoken to him live yet.
Hang on, you haven't spoken to him. You haven't given him a call yet. Is he your comrade or not?
I've texted him. But you know, like, you don't want everyone giving you a call. If I'm having surgery, don't call me.
Okay. Roger. Okay. All right. Understand.
Do you know how close I was to calling you, Max?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have picked up, so it would have been fine. But
because it was me, or just because you weren't picking up anyone's calls?
Oh, I picked up a couple, but...
Yeah, there you go. Not fair.
Literally 3 days later, you had surgery, though. That is crazy. How come you went to Brisbane for it, can I ask?
I just wanted to get it done as soon as possible, and a really, really good surgeon could get me in on Friday in Brisbane. So he's done a lot of boys for the footy club, and they've all loved him. So I was like, yeah, let's do that rather than I'd be getting the surgery like today otherwise kind of thing.
Wow,
so
yeah, okay.
Like 3-4 days ahead of that.
Yeah, and was it sore flying with it?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty flying.
Nah.
How do you fly with it?
I got really lucky that for whatever reason, just no one booked seats next to me.
Great.
So, jacked it.
Stuck the leg up and, yeah, it was very lucky.
Oh, very nice. Yeah,
luckily, the Cats booked out the front half of the plane.
Yeah. Your private jet.
Yeah.
Can I ask, just going back to that Jezza moment, did Jezza call you?
Or message?
No, Jezza texted me.
There you go, because he knows.
Good chat over text, yeah.
Yeah, good.
That's nice.
Yeah, Don't call.
Okay.
Also, I just want to know, there was a bit of chat about movies and the fact that you hadn't watched Jurassic Park. I was going to send you the DVD just as a, you know, as a get well soon.
Yeah,
while you're recovering. But then I thought, you probably don't have a DVD player. Are you able to stream that in some way, shape or form?
I am, but I've seen some great stats during the week.
Here we go.
I'm not sure that you've seen. Yeah. Just box office numbers and whatnot with the Iron Man's, with a lot more going on.
Yeah,
a lot
right.
more. So
more successful than Jurassic Park. This is the claim that you made last week, that more people have seen the Marvel movies, particularly the Iron Man movie, than Jurassic Park.
Yes.
And we thought that was crazy, but you've done some research, have you, and you've seen that it's actually true.
Yeah, I'm upset by your reactions. I I came away doubting myself, and don't think that's fair. So I probably won't give the Jurassic Parks a watch.
Oh.
Not high up my list, but
okay.
I'll let you know if I do.
Can I just say, you may win the physical game against me, Max, but I've won the mental, and that's all I need to know.
Because he's got in his head about the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Little old Loggy in Holmes's head.
That's just bullying.
That is. Again, she is your acquaintance, and I am your friend. So.
Are we closer now? Because I did text you.
Did I respond?
Your heart reacted.
Your heart reacted.
She did it in a group chat.
Okay, that's good.
And she did it deliberately before I had an opportunity to do it too, and then she rubbed it in my face. You knew the love was there.
That's good, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Max. Well, look, hopefully you don't have too much time on your hands to watch movies and whatnot. We want you back out on the field as soon as possible. Rest up, and we will catch up with you again next Tuesday. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.